We all undergo some type of affliction nearly every day in our lives. Sometimes this affliction is of a physical nature. For instance, people may say something badly about us that we do not deserve to be said about us, or perhaps it's more of an actual physical nature and that harm is done to us in some way. Or maybe this affliction comes from within, and that is by sinning against our God. Whatever the case is, we know affliction, we go through it, and certainly it's not a nice thing to experience, and sometimes it can be very difficult in overcoming. But I believe that by looking at Psalm 123, a psalm about affliction that we suffer, we can understand how to better overcome it in our lives. Let's look there together at Psalm chapter 123. And let's read, first of all, the words of David in verse 1. He said, "Unto you," speaking of God, "I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens." A lot of times whenever we undergo this affliction, the first person to whom we look is maybe a friend, a best friend, or maybe it's a preacher, an elder, a deacon, or just a fellow Christian. We look at other people often to help us with our problems, and this is a good thing to do. There's nothing wrong with it, but the question is, who is the first person to whom we look? David understood that the first person to whom he needed to look was God himself. Let us follow that same pattern in our lives. When we're undergoing affliction in our lives, let us first go before God and let him know about our problems. Next, I think it's important for us to understand the attitude that we need to have in coming before God and telling him about our affliction. If we pick up in verse 2, we find David saying, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look to their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God." We need to understand that whenever we come before God, we need not to have a proud attitude. We need not to come before him thinking, "I already have all the answers. I'm telling you this, but really, I know what's best for my life." If we have that kind of attitude, then God's not going to help us with our affliction. But as David wrote, we need to come as a servant before his master, letting our master, our great God, our king know that he is the greatest thing, that he knows so much more than we know, and only he can help us with our problems. And finally, in verses 3 and 4, we find the message that we should tell God. David said, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease with the contempt of the proud." I love the word that David uses here in his prayer to God. He says, "Have mercy on us." And for emphasis' sake, he says it again, "O Lord, have mercy on us." The word that's translated mercy in our Bibles carries with it the meaning of kindness that is shown toward the afflicted. We need to come to God with a message telling him we are afflicted in our lives, letting him know that, and asking that he can help with our situation, show kindness toward us in that afflicted state in which we are. Not only should we ask him for help in the affliction of a physical nature, but also especially of a spiritual nature. Whenever we as children of God sin against him, let us come before him with that same message, "Lord, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Show kindness toward us in the things that we have done which are wrong against you." So the next time we're afflicted in our lives, let us not first go to our friends or our preachers or our elders, but let us first go before our God with a humble attitude, asking him for help in our affliction.